Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dial in, bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-453. You can also dial us on Skype by using code, or not code, but number, name.
Username?
LRN.FM. All kinds of mixed up right now. LRN.FM is our username on Skype, and that's a great way for you to call the show because you'll sound better on Skype almost all the time than you will if you're on the phone lines. But we still have those phone lines, too, if you
want. It takes a little extra time sort of in the preparation because you have to send the sort of the request.
Friend request, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll get it within like 10 minutes or so. But it's at that point, really, if you're at home, it's no faster to dial 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733 than it is to call on Skype using username lrn.fm.
Right. Once you get accepted by us on Skype, you're good to go from that point forward. So, throughout the show tonight, by the way, Conan is joining us here from Black Sheep Rising at blacksheeprising.org. Tell me about Black Sheep Rising, Conan. It's been around for a couple of years now. How many years you?
It's been around for about 2 years. We used to be a weekly show, and then, of course, I realized that I wasn't able to do anything else except Black Sheep, you know, getting the next show ready.
It takes a
editing.
Lot of prep. And you're doing video, so there's more involved in the process. You were saying editing. It's a more involved process when you're doing video editing.
Correct. Right? So, I mean, so if you just do an audio, and it's just pretty much hitting the button and rendering it. But, I mean, if you're doing video, I like to make good video. So I'll actually, if we're discussing something, like maybe it's a, you know, Ross's, you know, day in court, you know, I'll actually want to take that original video and I want to transcribe it. All right, that's not the right word, but overlay it into the existing video. I have three cameras.
Is that post production? That overlay?
That's in post production. Okay. But I'm also mixing in the drops and whatnot. We're one of those drop shows where I've got over 300 and
that's awesome.
I kind of know where they're all at.
And that's also a lot of time that you have to spend doing sort of behind-the-scenes production. So you cut it back to once a month, but you're still producing new content.
Correct. Once a month, but now it's 2 hours, and then the after show usually brings it to 3 hours.
Okay.
And all that
Daryl
all
complaining.
That goes,
he's complaining about you going too late.
Yeah, Daryl complains about everything, and that's why we have him on the show, because he is that voice of complaining.
He doesn't
reason.
Do that on Free Talk Live.
Because this is more mature. This is more, you know, it's at a whole nother level than Black Sheep. We talk about whatever. And by the way, speaking to Daryl, he's usually the one who will bring it, who will just drive that show right off the railroad tracks.
Cause really?
He's the one that goes to these extreme topics. What I really think is happening in his case is that he goes all week, you know, with these.
Think very, of the weirdest thing you can think of?
Well, no, very professional radio. He does this show. He does his little
does
5 minutes of newscast. He does the newspaper. And then he lets it all loose on Black Sheep.
Okay.
So it's all coming out, you know, maybe in a bad, good way.
So it's up on YouTube. You can go and watch him over at blacksheeprising.org.
The YouTube channel is Black Sheep Rising. The Facebook page is blacksheeprising.org. The website, blacksheeprising.org.
And you still have the audio podcast, too, right, where you're just cutting the MP3 out and throwing that out there, too.
Correct. So the audio can be found. You can go to the site, or you can get it on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever podcatcher you're using. I think usually we'll grab the podcast.
You got a new episode coming out this weekend?
Right. Sunday will be this month's episode.
So you record on Sunday, you release a few days later? Is that
correct,
usually
correct,
works?
Correct.
Okay. So next week, you'll get May's episode, basically, right?
This is true.
All right, cool. Blacksheeprising.org for more of Conan as we continue here. We are sharing with you tonight the prosecution and the defense in Ross Ulbricht's sentencing that's coming up on Friday. So that's going to be here before you know it. Ross is basically saying, please, I'm begging you, give me my life. Give me something at the end of my life. Give me 20 years so I can get out when I'm 50 after having been found guilty of running the Silk Road, this underground drug marketplace. Ross Ulbricht is pleading with the judge to give him something to look forward to. He will do his best when he gets out. He's sorry for what he did. Sorry for, you know, what this has done to his family. Also, of course, the prosecutor is saying, and surprisingly, the prosecution is saying, they're wanting more than the minimum, a lot more, they say, but they're also not asking for life. Now, how seriously the judge will take the prosecution's request in this case, I don't know. Will the judge decide she wants to send a message in this case? Because this is the first case of its kind. There's never been anything like the Silk Road prior to the Silk Road.
Right, this is the Napster of the drug playgrounds,
right,
online drug playgrounds.
Except I don't know if anybody went to prison over Napster.
I think he was fined a lot of money.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, Ross is looking at a long time in prison here, and the judge may decide that she wants to send a message. She was certainly not friendly to Ross or his defense at any point during the trial. So let me give you a little bit more here from the story at the New York Times. The prosecutors are saying, with the click of a mouse, a Silk Road user could circumvent all the physical obstacles that might prevent someone or deter one from obtaining drugs locally. Someone who might not know where to find the drugs or feel comfortable searching them out could find and buy drugs effortlessly on the Silk Road. The site provided a one-stop online shopping mall where the supply of drugs was virtually limitless, which is really an indictment of the failure of the war on drugs, isn't it? That for all of the billions of dollars that have been spent on this war on drugs, for the, you know, thousands of people who've been employed by this war on drugs, all of the years and the lives that have been wasted, the people that have been sent to prison, all of the people that have been arrested as users and dealers in this war on drugs.
It's like, hey, man, pick up a history book. It's called The War on Alcohol. You know?
Well, right. They couldn't stop alcohol then.
Didn't work very well.
They couldn't stop drugs. But the fact that the Silk Road exists and that they're labeling it like this, it's a one-stop shopping destination where the supply of drugs was virtually limitless.
They couldn't stop it.
That statement is still true today. It just doesn't apply to the Silk Road. It applies to the 15 other websites that now exist. So your drug war is over. There's a limitless supply of drugs available. All you have to do is go learn a thing or two about the dark net and how to access these websites. I recommend Agora. By the way, we'll put a link up to the Agora site on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can go over there and check it out. It's not illegal to go on one of these sites, and in point of fact, there are legal items that you can buy on these sites. You can buy packing materials.
Like mushroom spores.
Are those legal to buy?
I believe that they're illegal. You cannot, well, maybe I'm wrong.
The mushrooms
themselves are illegal. The spores are not.
I think I've heard that is the case. But nonetheless, that's not legal advice from Conan. Conan is not an attorney, nor is he pretending to be an attorney. But
there's all kinds of things there, like you said.
There's books. I saw Taryn Lupo's book. Taryn Lupo's book was for sale on Agora. So there's all kinds of stuff there. Just because you're shopping on that site doesn't mean you're necessarily committing a crime. And certainly going to look and looky-loo and browse and see what they have. That's just you looking at information. Anyway, going on here with the prosecutors, the defense now. So they submitted to the judge last week, and I hadn't heard about that until today. They submitted, including close to 100 letters written in support of Ross Ulbricht, including some from people who had been jailed with him. The government said the judge should consider the letters, but should also weigh them against the facts of Ulbricht's criminal conduct, seeking to profit from the drug abuse. Seeking to profit from the drug abuse and the addiction of others. Mr. Ulbricht, in his letter to Judge Forrest, pleaded for leniency, and then they give another quote where he's asking for some life, a light at the end of his tunnel, an excuse to stay healthy and to dream of better days, and a chance to redeem himself in the free world before he meets his maker.
Hope is about all you have in, a lot of guys have in prison, and people who have life sentences and death sentences, they don't even have that.
Right.
Now, I can tell you, prison guards would much rather deal with somebody who has hope to get out than somebody who doesn't have any, because
that's true.
You can at least take that away from them. Conceivably, if they do something sufficiently bad, you can take away their hope to get out. If they have no hope to get out, there's nothing you can do to them.
Those are the kind of people who murder people in prison, right? Somebody who's already there for life has nothing to lose. Mm. So that's the kind of person who's going to put a shank in somebody and cause other issues within the jail. Whereas somebody who is expecting to get out will be a better behaved inmate than somebody who has nothing to lose, right?
Well, he's the guy in the library with the pet raven.
What is that reference?
I don't know.
Shawshank Redemption, but he was actually a lifer.
I've only seen it once. It was a good movie, though.
It was good.
I don't think, I mean, as the judge, I can't imagine what this woman would think that he would get, 17 years he's going to do off of 20 minimum. So I don't know what they think that he's going to do, say, if he gets 35 years, how much more effective that's going to be in, rehabilitating him or punishing him or whatever it is they hope to do than 20. Really, what's the difference between 20 years and 35?
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In his case, the difference would be from 50 to 65.
Yep.
As far as when he gets
There's
out.
No victim here. Nobody's...
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so your advice to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You may Skype in at username lrn.fm and have you or someone you know ever been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? If not, well, maybe you're wondering what it is. Thieves can pass near you with a scanner for RFID chips. You know, there are RFID chips in a lot of new credit and debit cards. So they scan you, and then they use that information they get to charge your credit cards for their purchases. Or worse yet, compromise your identity. And now, thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you or someone you love. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005. Some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. And now you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's all you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit IDStronghold.com and you can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's IDStronghold.com and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. Again, IDStronghold.com as we go to Michael. He's in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael, with Ian, Conan, and Mark.
Hey, I was listening to y'all, and y'all were talking about the what a lifer will do as opposed to a person who's got a chance of getting out. A lifer is more likely to do something than a person who's gonna get out.
And a person who has a life sentence in prison, yeah.
Right. Well, I can tell you that ain't always the case, because years ago I done time. And when I was doing time at one of the yards where I was at, there was this feller who was 45 days to the gate, got involved in the murder of a policeman there at the yard.
Jeez. He murdered a guard?
He was involved in it.
Wow.
Crazy.
45 days to the gate.
Well, I mean, there obviously are exceptions to the rule, right? I mean, still, though, you would agree that generally, as a rule, somebody who is, you know, short-term in jail compared to a life sentence is likely to be more well-behaved. Wouldn't you agree?
As a general rule, yes.
Yeah.
That's not as general as it would be with normal people, I guess you could
that's
say.
True. I mean, there's no shortage of dummies in jail, no doubt about it.
And I did see, you know, in prison, my fair share of fellas that, you know, had no reason to be acting up, but they seemed to, you know, feel like they had nothing to lose. The ones that I was always the most leery of were the ones that had the mandatory minimum sentences where they couldn't lose gain time. Those are essentially another version of a lifer, but you know, they there were plenty of guys that just seemed to have no sense in their head at all, and just kept messing up and messing up and messing up, and they were going to do a lot more time than they needed to.
Yep.
Michael, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was just it. I don't know how y'all are on the death penalty or not, but. Myself, if they was to, my view is that if they go back the way they did it back in the day, where you can't have a death penalty sentence without two eyewitnesses, and if the eyewitnesses lied, they get the same penalty. That would cut down on a lot of false imprisoned or false, falsely executed people.
That's a big back of the day kind of thing, isn't it? I mean, how far back are we talking about?
Old Testament.
Okay.
Okay.
Eye for an eye.
What do you think, Conan, about the death penalty?
I am for it, but the problem is who is doing it and who decides at the end of the day, and that's the problem.
And what if they're wrong?
Exactly. What if they're as the gentleman just said, if they're wrong and they knew that they were wrong and did it anyways, then they should receive the exact same sentence. That's some Old Testament stuff.
You have a
right
lot
there.
Of good that does the person who's been put to death, right?
Correct. Eyewitnesses are traditionally quite bad at really identifying what's going on. When you're talking about Old Testament, what other information do you have?
Right, but now it's not eyesight anymore. Now you've got video cameras everywhere, so a lot of times you can prove that the guy who robbed the Jiffy store was, in fact, the guy that you got in custody. And if he shot someone in the face, hey, you know what? And it's on video. The man should lose his life.
The Sarnev fella, the Boston bomber, I think is probably the best example for like sort of the Ford, the death penalty
argument. There's still an argument that he was set up, that nobody ever saw him leave a backpack or whatever.
Yeah, where's the video of the backpack? I don't think it exists.
Thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I'm with you, Conan. I mean, I can understand that, you know, it's hard to really care about somebody who's a scumbag who's been, that you know for sure is guilty. On the other hand, there's, I think, a real argument that the death penalty should go away legally because there are people who are wrongfully convicted and who've been put to death for that. There are people who've been wrongfully convicted and luckily have been exonerated after a decade or two, and those people don't get those years back, but at the very least they get out.
Yep.
And if there's a death penalty, innocent people will go to death, and that's
and
not
have.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, like so, you know, in many cases, the death penalty is employed against innocent people. And that makes whoever was involved, including the people who supported the death penalty in those circumstances, to be guilty of murder. But I would say that, you know, when you're talking about the Sarnev situation, when I heard the jury give it, the jury's verdict, I just said, you know, my first thought in my mind was, F him. You know, like, I just did not care that this guy was getting the death penalty. You know, my arguments against him having the death penalty are still relatively conservative. First off, it costs significantly more to keep somebody on death row because there's all kinds of mandatory appeals and that sort of thing. We're talking about millions of dollars versus hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's a factor of 10 to try to give him the death penalty. And, you know, really when it comes down to it, nobody's going to be sort of treated better. You're also going to create a martyr of this martyr out of this guy. None of the victims are – you're never going to really be made whole.
Right. How is he giving back? How is he fixing the issue that
that's never going to happen even in regular prison. But – and, you know, honestly – people don't understand how much suffering goes on with life in prison. I mean, every day you have this.
It's inhumane.
Yeah, it's terrible. You have this hole in your heart where you're wishing you could get out, and it cannot be filled. And I'd say that in many cases, life in prison is a worse punishment than death. So, and besides, this guy's getting 40 virgins, right? I mean, why send him off there to get his 40 virgins soon?
Right.
Why give him? Why do him a favor?
Let's change gears and go to dumpster diving. Conan, you've been doing a little dumpster diving here recently in the Keene area, and you've got a list of good reasons why you should dumpster dive?
Well, you know, I've been dumpster diving my entire life.
Okay.
This is nothing new to me.
But not for food or for food?
I don't typically dive for food.
You're not a freegan, as they call it.
But if it's a can, you know, and it's not all beat up and it's not all soggy, then yeah, I'm going to take a can of beans or whatever. But typically,
does that make you a freegan?
That would make me a freegan, but I'm not. I'm not going with the intent of feeding myself.
Okay.
I do have money to buy food.
You go dumpster diving and find cool stuff.
Finding a 12-pack of Samuel Adams, never been touched, is just a freebie. It's a
bonus.
It's a bonus.
Okay.
On top of the furniture and
the
electronics.
Who throws away untouched beer?
I know. It's crazy.
Really wealthy people in a hurry, perhaps?
I just don't understand. So, leave it outside your door.
More coming up here. You've got tips.
I got tips.
On dumpster diving. We'll get into that here in a moment. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've done some dumpster diving. You've got some experiences, and if you want to share with us, please do. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And Conan's here, courtesy of Black Sheep Rising, his show. Go and get episodes at your leisure at blacksheeprising.org. And Mark?
Yeah, I just, one of the things that we take for granted here on Free Talk Live, because we've known Conan for a long time, is his name. I mean, is your name really Conan?
It damn straight is. Conan the Libertarian.
It's the real deal, man. It's not a radio name.
On your birth certificate, it says Conan.
On my, yep. This is true.
It's not sure. It's not short for anything?
Nope.
Okay.
So, yeah. And by the way, to be absolutely clear, I was named before the movie came out.
Was there a book? Was it based on a book, though?
Now, the book has been out since the 30s.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and it's about every decade it's had a revival. And then in the 70s, Frank Frazetta, who does Frazetta, the Death Dealer, he did a bunch of Conan drawings, which, by the way, are just magnificent.
Amazing.
They are amazing pictures. They're illustrations and not exactly art, according to the art community. But, no, it really brought back the Conan, a real Conan revival in the late 70s and in the early 80s. Of course, nothing new is, everything has been done under the sun.
Sure.
And, of course, Conan the movie came out I was named 3 years before.
And now they're doing Conan again, I think. Right?
Probably.
If you do the a Google image search for Conan Frazetta, that's F-R-A-Z-E-T-T-A, Frazetta, you'll find what he's talking about. And these are, when I worked at the comic book store, we were still selling prints of Frazetta's art, which was more than 10 years old.
Right. People would regularly tear the book covers off of Howard Books, who is the creator of Conan, to get the Frank Frazetta pictures off the from the front cover.
Amazing stuff.
Good stuff.
So we're talking about dumpster diving. Conan, you've done this for a long time, and more recently you've kind of turned it into a money-making opportunity.
Well, exactly. I'm always on the lookout for I consider myself a curbside looter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the freebies people just don't want to deal with. And usually I'm able to do something with them, either, whether it's one of my own projects or selling it. And, of course, now I'm a treasure hunter extraordinaire at 101 Deals. And, why buy anything when there is this plethora of free things available to us on the curbs? And, of course, Keene, New Hampshire, home of Keene State College, Keene Staters just got out last week. And good God Almighty, I have never encountered so many dumpsters with just so much good inventory. And I mean, clean.
Yeah.
Not. I don't have to do anything to it. I mean, it is ready. Some of the stuff still in the box, ready to go right onto the shelf.
You're giving away all your secrets, Conan. I don't know if you'd be doing that.
There's not a whole lot of these guys.
Show, Ian. I mean, people aren't going to come to, where his little hidey holes are. They're going to go find their own.
I'm going to say we have so much inventory right now. If another guy wanted to step up in Keene, I wouldn't be so mad. And by the way, I have seen other looters out there mm-hmm. on the streets while we do this. But
curbside looters. Let's not use terminology that might be misinterpreted these days.
Yeah, nobody's busting in storefront windows. Let's jump into the tips. Look at some.
I just Googled.
Where's this coming from?
I Googled the dumpster diving to see what was out there. Someone at WikiHow has created a 15-step tips on how to correctly dumpster dive. Number one is know your local laws, and this is something I didn't even know. A lot of these things I've thought about, but this one is, it goes on, in many jurisdictions, trash is not considered private property, so dumpster divers cannot be charged with theft. However, some municipalities have ordinances prohibiting scavenging trash. And I'm going to say...
Wait a minute. Isn't it private property in New Hampshire? I think I've read that the police cannot search your garbage in New Hampshire because it is still considered private property.
Well, I'm going to say that our dumpsters are usually handled by Monadnock Trash or whatever. They got their sticker all over their dumpsters. I'm going to say that's private property.
Yeah.
However, usually these dumpsters are situated on public property. Like off of the property, right up next to the sidewalk. The question is, where are the dumpsters located? Who owns that property?
If it's in the garbage and it's not hazardous human bio waste, no one should care. Like, why would anyone care if I have thrown this crap into the garbage? It is now basically in the public domain.
I tend to agree
from a moral standpoint.
No, I tend to agree with you there, but I have heard, and I have not verified this for myself. But I've heard that the police cannot go through garbage in New Hampshire because it is considered to still be private property unless it's like a clear bag or something like that.
Not sure about that one.
I have heard that, yeah.
I will say that I am respectful of if anyone said, get out of my garbage, and I know that they own it, I'll clear out. But usually there's no big deal at all. Usually the people are like, oh, you need some more stuff? And next thing I know, I'm in their apartment building, and I'm actually rifling through the stuff in their building. They're helping them out, of course. They don't want to deal with this. These are rich college kids from wherever. Mommy and daddy are paying for everything.
Everywhere. If they're throwing away sealed, you found a case of beer this week?
A whole case, a 12-pack of Samuel Adams Summer Ale. That's just the complete pack.
That's not a rich person. That's a stupid person. That's a person who has more money than they deserve. Mm. If you're throwing away a perfectly good case of beer, I mean, even if you're going on the wagon, give it to somebody for God's sake.
Give it to the landlord. I mean, but I found lots and lots of singles. I've got beer for forever. here are some of the good hauls. So as far as electronics, because we've gotten,
I'm ready to go just for the beer.
Dude, I mean, Xbox 360 with cables, with games, with the controllers. And we're like, all right, let's
throw that away.
We're like, this can't work. We're plugging it in, and we're playing games in a second. I mean, I got a PSP with War Games last week. Nothing's wrong. And that's a portable device. That's something you take with you. It's like
insane. It's absolutely insane. So, None of it makes any sense to me.
So, I mean, we do get, you know, things that we get lots of common day things. Good things that sell well in thrift stores. We get coffee makers and, you know, vacuum cleaners and, you know, lots of. We're never going to have to buy detergent ever again. I mean, I have so many damn containers of detergent to wash the clothes that we get, you know, you get out of the dumpster. I don't discriminate. I'll get clothes out of there, too.
Let's go to number two.
Number two, prepare yourself mentally and adapt your methods to avoid practices you see as disgusting. Some people find it disturbing. They find it, you know, and by the way, you're going to open a bag up and there's going to be some nastiness.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, these are some of the best drums I've ever seen. Usually you're opening a bag and someone just went through the kitchen or went through the living room and just pretty much started piling everything they saw into a bag. So it's good, clean. It's just like they went, it's like they're packing it up for a yard sale or taking it to the Salvation Army.
I mean, so how many of the people that are cleaning this stuff out are the landlord, you know, versus the students themselves?
You can tell because we go in stages every day because I want to see the evolution of the trash because I want to go through every bag possible. I hate getting to a dumpster that I've never seen before, and it's all the way over brimming because I can't get to the bottom of that. I want to see it as it builds up.
You mark the bags after you're done?
You can tell that we've been through it. We can tell because we take our own bags out there, and sometimes I'll just take one bag and start filling it with, you know, an old bag. Because that's another thing. We're talking about private property. That's what I would be concerned with some knucklehead going through my trash is not that it's private property, but that they're making a mess.
Yeah.
That they're just throwing trash all over the place, and that's what I would be concerned with.
As a private property.
We are very considerate, and actually a lot of times when we're done with a dumpster, it's cleaner than it was when we got there.
I believe that.
And that's how we want to keep it. So
that seems like a good rule. I don't know if it's in the list of the rules, but, you know, leave it cleaner than
that needs to be. That needs to be number 16 on this for sure. Number three is network with other divers. And, of course, James and I go on a regular basis, and we don't have the radio system set up, but we do talk and message on the phone. So we're talking about where we've hit. And if some place is just a major haul, then we're both going out to the same place. Or if there's a couch or something that needs two people, then we're going out to the same place. We try to work, you know, around each other instead of and the worst thing is hitting the same dumpster in the same day.
What about furniture and the upholstery? I mean, wouldn't it get if it was in a dumpster? Wouldn't it get stuff on it and then it's no good anymore?
Usually, the couches don't even make it into the dumpster; they're sitting next to it.
Right? Yeah. They can't lift them up.
Why are you going to do it? Yeah. Why are you going to bother with that?
But I have taken a couch that was upside down on top of the good stuff. I've taken that out until I was done looking and put the couch back.
Are the couches any good as far as you?
I've gotten some really good couches.
Okay.
And usually, like I said, I'm seeing them walked out of the building, and the people are seeing me. It's like, oh, can I just put this on your trailer? I'm like, you sure can put that on my trailer. Go right ahead.
Well, right, because it costs money to get rid of stuff, especially here in New Hampshire.
Well, you better believe it. $25 for a mattress.
Yeah, we'll come back with more here in moments. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. More dumpster diving tips on the way on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection, layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Steps on the way here from Conan. He's here from BlackSheepRising.org. We'll continue with, of course, your thoughts. Welcome in. Maybe you've gone out and done some dumpster diving. You've got some stories you want to tell about maybe some hauls that you brought in, maybe some interesting characters you met while you were in and about said dumpster. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And if you got a big take and you've got some extra money to spare, well, we've got the AMP program to help separate you from that cash. $5 a month is what AMP costs. Not a whole lot of money at all. In fact, if you break it down per show, it's very, very little. But if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can give $5 a month to AMP. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board with the program and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to perks like the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only forum, the AMP only Facebook group, and more. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. So, Conan, we were through number 1 and 2 on a list of 15.
And 3.
Oh, and 3. Okay. On the list of 15 dumpster diving tips from, was it WikiHow?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's continue.
Number 4, find the dumpsters in your area and keep track of when you find the best items and when the garbage collectors come. And I would also add, also keep in mind the weather. So, for example, tomorrow, it's going to rain. It's 40% chance. So we really needed to be out today and this evening.
I see.
Making sure that nothing was going to get damaged, because that is the worst thing in the world when you get out there and it's just great.
antique dresser, and it's just been ruined.
Well, actually, the antique dressers can usually handle like a light coat, but it's these silly particle wood dressers and stuff.
One little
wedding, and they just blow up. They're not as expensive, of course, as a good hardwood, but that's just the worst thing because it's something you have to pass on by. But yeah, figure out when your trash man is coming because. People are usually taking their trash out that day or the day before. So that's going to get good stuff that day. Number five, plan your diving according to what you're looking for. If you're just looking for unexpected treasures, you can pretty much look anywhere. But if you want something like food, which, like I mentioned before, I'm not actually looking for. Search behind grocery stores and bakeries.
Yeah, it seems obvious. But this is a reason why a lot of people do dumpster dive. I mean, many people who are dumpster diving are doing it to sustain themselves.
Right, these are the freegans.
Yeah, the freegans.
Well, there's also another classification of people that go looking for free food in the back of grocery stores and bakeries, and that's pig farmers.
Okay.
Now, oftentimes they'll have something set up with the store ahead of time. But some stores say that they can't make those, they can't make those deals, so they just put stuff out back.
Right.
And the first person to get it is the first person who gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say whatever you want, but I can do magic tricks with my pig farm. I turn moldy bread into delicious bacon. You try it.
Absolutely. And there's an outfit, a bread company over near going towards Swansea, mm-hmm. which does the same thing. You get on their list, on their bread list, and you go pick up their bread. I'm not on their list yet. I just figured it out through Chris Muscus, who had ducks and rabbits. I got his ducks now. And of course, I got a whole freezer full of bread, and you know what? I'm turning, like you said, moldy bread into delicious duck meat and delicious chicken eggs. And you know what? I'm not complaining because those things are delicious.
People pay a real premium for duck eggs. Mm-hmm. There's some people that have allergies to chicken eggs for whatever reason. They can't eat them, and then they eat duck eggs. So you can get significantly more for a dozen duck eggs than you would for a dozen chicken eggs.
And you know what? Chickens, these are the scavengers, the bird scavengers of the world, and they thrive on this stuff. The chickens are the bowel of the pigs. They're the same. They're like cousins.
In many ways, you can use those little garbage disposals. And, if you consider, even if you pay $4 for a dozen eggs, if you go into the store, you're not paying anything like that. But if you're, if you're like my family and my wife wants to get the, sustainably raised chickens and all that stuff, we pay $4 for a dozen eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25 cents for the best, cheapest source, most assimilable source of protein you can get. Even at $4 a dozen, they are a bargain from a protein standpoint.
Yeah. So let's go on.
Number six, wear appropriate clothing like protective gloves, long sleeve shirts, and pants to protect you from dirts and cuts, and maybe even a hazmat suit that has your company emblem on the chest. So when people see you, they're like, oh, they're just doing what they're supposed to be doing, rifling through our trash.
I think the hazmat suit's a really cool idea. On the other hand, it could backfire a little bit. I mean, if you're getting people coming up to you asking you if you want some extra stuff, that might actually make people not want to come near you.
When people come to us, they know what we're about.
Yeah.
And you know what? And it's all a demeanor thing too. I mean, we look like we know what we're doing, and people are like, oh, those are the guys. Hey, call up Bobby. The guys are here.
Now, what you could do is get like some shirts with some logo on it, and then make like a hat or have a kind of a uniform look.
Well, the onesie. You know those coveralls. Nobody questions a man in coveralls.
Number seven, equip yourself. At very least, carry a milk crate or a stepping stool to help you see and access the contents of dumpsters, and bring plastic bags to hold your treasures. We usually use whatever's there. I'm grabbing crates or old trash cans. That's the first thing I'm grabbing, and then I'm filling it. But I also will say we bring our own bags because if we're going to go through an entire bag, we don't want to make a mess. Yeah, we're going from one to one,
right.
And then the new.
Do you
bag
have a can where you put the empty bag in and you sort of fill the can, or do you have like another person hold it open?
We've tried that, and I've found that there are so many available cans there already that there's no need to take a new one. Right. It's just they're there.
How do you tell the difference between the bag of garbage that's full of disgusting garbage?
Sometimes you can't.
And the bag that's got these wonderful treasures in it.
You just gotta open it. Like I said, usually you'll just open the top and you see a coffee maker on the top and some casserole dishes or something. You're like, all right, well, this is the kitchen and this is probably all good. In some cases, I'll just take the entire bag. Sometimes we just don't, you know, the light's going, you know, we've got other dumpsters to get to.
Yeah,
I'll just take the whole
sort.
Bag. Exactly. We'll sort at the place, or I'll have someone at the place sort for me, because they're not doing anything except watching the building.
The one thing you really can't do, though, is once you take something out of a dumpster, you can't put stuff back in it.
Correct.
I mean, there's all
otherwise,
kinds of rules.
Yeah, if prime example, we went to one place, and I actually got a dump or a container that was there. It had some debris in the bottom of it, and I went and emptied the rest of it into the dumpster. Of course, rental manager saw me doing that. He thought I was emptying our trash into his dumpster.
Right.
He came out and approached us. Of course, we made ourselves known. We cleared it all out. And now we've got his number. So he's calling us up whenever he's got big items he doesn't want to deal with.
So wait, you're saying it's illegal to take something out of a dumpster and then put that same thing back in, meaning that you have to actually climb into every dumpster and do the sorting in there?
I don't know that it's illegal. Wait, say that again.
Isn't that what you said, Mark, that it was illegal to take something out of a dumpster and then put it back in?
Well, okay, so you can't go putting stuff in people's dumpsters, right?
Stuff that's not
yours.
Stuff that's yours you can't put in someone else's dumpster.
It becomes yours when you take it out, Ian. It's like tag.
Uh-huh. So what you're saying is it's illegal to do anything besides get in and sort in there unless you're going to take it all with you.
I don't think that's legal. I think we just people, no one cares. And if anything, we're actually lightening the load. So,
right.
You know, these... Right. Some you've got dumpsters that are overflowing.
Don't get obsessed on the legalities here, Ian. This is all in the gray area. You're digging through other people's property, even though they've thrown it away.
Well, I'm not obsessed with it, Mark. I'm not the one going out to do this. But the number one recommendation here was to check the laws in your local area. Wasn't that number
correct?
One?
That was number one. Like I said, I hadn't checked it yet. You know what? To be honest with you, I didn't
care.
Right.
But you're in New Hampshire. It's easier to just kind of throw caution to the wind here and not care about that kind of thing. In a city like New York City, you may be facing jail time if you don't know what the hell you're doing. Right.
Okay, so if you get a bag of the good stuff out of one of these dumpsters, you go to your house, you sort through it, you decide, half of these things I don't want. You put it back
in
the same bag.
I wasn't talking about going back after you've already left. I was talking about, it sounded like you said, if I pull a bag out of a dumpster, standing right next to it, and go through it, I can't put it back in that dumpster legally?
Well, I don't know, Ian.
Okay, that's what it sounded like you said.
Right.
So
okay,
you think
somebody
you
sees
know.
You throwing something in a dumpster that isn't yours, Ian, you're going to get in trouble.
Okay, right. But what you're saying is you don't know whether that's illegal.
Yes, it is illegal to throw something into a dumpster that is not your dumpster. So if you want to sort it...
Even if it was already in the dumpster.
If you want to sort it, you better sort it
in
there.
The dumpster.
Or you take it and you figure out how to throw it away elsewhere.
But you're saying that hasn't mattered to you here, Conan. You're just going...
Well, no, actually that would because I don't want to piss... rental managers up. I want to be their friends. I want them to know that we're not making a mess.
So you are getting in the dumpster and sorting in the dumpster.
Well, some of these dumpsters are, like I say, overflowing.
Right.
So we're actually outside of them going through bags that are just sitting in the front.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't want to piss those guys off.
Right.
I want to be friends with them. They're the hookups.
Exactly.
They're the hookups. Number eight, make sure no one is around and keep a lookout. This is not something we care about. We've already gotten past all that. I'm not really concerned with people and how they feel about me.
Yep.
Handle with care. Yes. Yes, broken glass.
Oh yeah, gotta be careful.
I haven't encountered anything nasty like needles or anything, but I mean they could be very potentially be in there.
There could be some biohazard material in there. We're halfway through the list. We're gonna take down. I want you to send that link to me, Conan. I'll put it up on our Facebook and Twitter so people can go and dig in deep and learn the secrets of dumpster diving. At least some of the secrets. I'm sure there's some that they didn't publish.
And by the way, good stuff. This is not trash. This is good stuff. So don't be.
Well, it depends on the neighborhood, right? In this case, it's a college town, so that probably helps. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out blacksheeprising.org.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.